We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Soon to be joined by Saints, former Saints coach Jim Mora. We got him on the line with us right now. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Fired up for this week for Saints and Chargers?
Yeah, I know they're. I don't get fired up for these preseason games, but I know they're going to have two good days working out against each other.
And Coach Moore, I take the approach that I think this is great for the development of your roster, and it changes year to year, and maybe as important as a preseason game. And I want you to comment on this. This is what Coach Payton said: you might receive more reps at something than you might not receive in the game. That's a practice come Thursday, Friday versus Sunday afternoon. Then he said you can essentially script out what you want to see and then who you want to see do it for your own team. And sometimes it's a little bit more difficult in the course of a game. So whether you're looking at a running back, I want to see if they could do blitz pickup with all that. Sometimes it's just how the game unfolds. You don't have that opportunity where you could do this against another opponent. And obviously a quality opponent like the Chargers.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, you know, the way that preseason is going now, Bobby, you don't see the good guys in the first game. I mean,
right.
You don't see the good guys in the fourth game, right?
Right.
So you might see them a little bit in the second game and a little bit in the third game. And I've been reading the L.A. papers out here. I don't think McVay is even planning on playing some of his starters at all in the preseason with the Rams. I don't know. Based upon what I read in the paper, that's the way I see it. So I think preseason games, they're important. Don't get me wrong, for evaluating, I think, people. But boy, you can be out on that practice field going against another team in practice for a couple of days, 2 hours, 2.5 hours each day. You've got it all scripted out and planned out ahead of time. You
right.
can work your good guys against his good guys, which you don't do much in preseason games for very long at all. And you know, if you see something wrong, you can stop it, you can correct, you can do all these things. I think it's really, especially with the way that it's going now with preseason games, you see less and less of the good players. I think these workouts against them for a couple of days is outstanding. And I know a couple of teams, and I'm not, have the Saints doing it, two times they're going against teams on two different occasions?
No, we're just doing one.
Just doing the Chargers?
Yeah, we've done the Chargers three straight years now.
Okay.
Because that's all the relationship that Coach Payton has had with Anthony Lynn being on the same staff in the past. And the one thing I like, Coach Mara, they don't have no BS, shoving matches, false fights. I mean, they get a lot accomplished, and they're not just fighting. Like, we went against the Texans. Seems like they tend to fight a lot more than other teams. I know one time we practiced against the Texans, there was two or three fights. Seemed like every 20, 30 minutes there was a fight.
Yeah, well, that's something that I think that the coaches have to control. If the coaches can't control what their dang players do, then they shouldn't be coaching. And the coaches can control that, and they can tell you, the team, you know, ahead of time what the situation is going to be and what they expect and don't expect. And if something breaks out, you know, take the guy, kick his butt out of practice or something like that. Just don't put up with that kind of stuff. And I know that it can happen occasionally,
right?
But I think the coaches basically can control that, and you don't need to have fights. That's just a lack of discipline in my mind.
Now, Coach Moore, I think this was old school, but it could become new school because I kind of look at it and, you know, you got football crazy fans that take vacations and they might have their favorite team, but they also, you know, go to training camps. And what I'm talking about is you look like in Major League Baseball. They got the Grapefruit League in Florida, got the Cactus League in Arizona. We had the Cheese League in Wisconsin, where you basically had five teams within a two-hour bus ride. I remember we in La Crosse. You had the Chiefs in River Falls. The Bears were in Platteville. and obviously the Vikings and the Packers. I thought that was outstanding. And if you're just a football fan, you could witness a lot of different training camps. And obviously, remember, we go and compete. To me, I welcome that. We went against the Chiefs, Vikings and all that, the proximity. So I think it just makes sense when you're trying to compete and go against different individuals instead of the same players, cornerbacks you challenge it as a quarterback day in and day out.
I agree with you. I mean, I thought we had a great situation up there in La Crosse, and we got to practice against other teams, and I think you get so much out of that. You can sit down at night, and you can show the practice film to the players and go over that kind of stuff, and you got another day to do it again. You can go against more than one team during training camp. I think it's excellent. And I think, you know, the Chargers wouldn't fly out here just to go 2 days. I mean, the Saints wouldn't against the Chargers and then fly home. But you come out, you work against them for 2 days, and then you're going to play against them a day later, a couple days later. I think it's excellent. I think you get good work. You get a chance to evaluate, critique, and I think it's outstanding.
And Coach Moore, I don't know. I had to claim BS on this. When all of a sudden, I don't know, Coach Payton kind of said they play one preseason game and then they kind of hit the wall. I go, hit the wall? They practice one a day. How can you hit the wall? I mean, unless you're dealing with a nagging injury or, you hurt and you're trying to fight through practice. I mean, if they didn't went through your training camp in Hammond, Louisiana, that they would all quit. All these millennials, what in the world? I'm like, say, you got to be freaking kidding me. I might be too old school or the curmudgeon, get off my lawn. But now, I mean, the players don't know how good they have it compared to back in the day when you really had two-a-days.
Yeah, they don't even have two-a-days.
Right.
I mean, they have a walkthrough the second practice.
Yeah.
They don't have any days at two-a-days. Not one the whole time.
Right.
I will tell you this, Bobby, and I mean this sincerely. I had never trained a team in the heat and humidity that we had in Hammond, and I overdid it with you guys, and I will admit that. I've told many people that I worked you too hard. We went two a day. We didn't have it. I didn't give you anything. Obviously, the first year
right in the heat index
was create an environment, you know. And I was lucky. Believe me, I was lucky that we didn't get a guy or two keel over. Dead, especially
right.
The big guys. You know, one of those linemen that weighed 300 pounds. Not that we had a lot of 300-pounders back then, but I was lucky. And if I had to do over again, I'd do it totally different, even if we could have two-a-days. Trust me.
Jim Mora, former Saints and Colts head coach. And you were early in camp, Coach, with Sean Payton. It was neat to see. You and Sean Payton have a genuine and, I think, mutual respect for one another. You guys sat down for quite some time.
Right. I really like Sean, and I've gotten to know him more the last couple of years. I didn't really know him before that, and I think that I think he likes me. When I was over there, I know for Tom Benson's funeral, we spent a lot of time together that day. When I was there for the first day of training camp this year, I mean, we spent a lot of time. Before we even did the interview, the one-on-one interview, I bet he spent an hour with me showing me around the facilities and the things that they have done this offseason prior to training camp and all that. I kept waiting for him to say, I got to get out to practice, you know. But we spent at least 45 minutes, maybe not an hour. But I couldn't – I mean, I kept waiting for him to – I wanted to say, hey, don't you have to be at practice or something like that? He just kept showing me around, showing me this. And I really like him. I really respect him. I've always respected him as a coach. I've never really gotten to know him. But now that I've gotten to know him, I respect him as a person. And I think he's a terrific football coach.
And, you know, Coach Moore, I look at Sean Payton as an offensive guru. You look at your background, I think you're a defensive guru. What is your take? Because I think the Saints are in good hands with Dennis Allen.
Yeah, I do too. You know, Dennis Allen was on my son Jim's staff at Atlanta when Jimmy was at Atlanta. And I know he always thought a lot of Dennis. But what I've seen, the development of the defense has really been, I think, really good. And, you know, when a few years ago they just weren't very good on defense. I mean, the personnel
right.
wasn't very good. It wasn't the coaching. But now that they've got some players along with the coaching, Dennis and his staff, I think they got a great situation right there.
Coach, when you see headlines, or I'm sure you've probably heard about it, where there a lot of experts are predicting the demise. This is the decline of Drew Brees and the Saints. What's your reaction when you see that?
My reaction is look at him and what's going on right now. The hell with the future.
Hell,
I mean,
hell
seriously.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a great football player, and is he going to decrease a little bit in his ability? Yeah, it's going to happen at some point, but it certainly hasn't happened yet. And just sit there and admire the work this guy does, the leadership, the ability, the competitiveness, the how he makes these plays and terrific throws, and just his whole attitude around the football team and everything. Just enjoy that and know that what you're looking at is one heck of a football player and leader. And don't worry about what's going to happen the next few years. I mean,
amen.
I mean, the way he takes care of himself, I mean, things are different now maybe than they were back in our days, Bobby. But
right.
This guy is healthy. He's injury-free. Enjoy his performances.
Jim Mora, thanks for the time.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.